This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says to go for the election, making five-party alliance stronger. CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli urges all communist parties to come forward for left unity. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand urges Indian investors to invest in Nepal's hydropower. And Sri Lanka begins process of choosing new president following Gotabaya Rajapaksa's resignation. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has set to go for the election, making five-party alliance stronger. Responding to the queries of Central Committee members of the Nepali Congress at the Central Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba said taking together all for the election was the need of the hour. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman and former Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, who is currently in India visit, has urged the Indian investors to invest in Nepal's hydropower sector. While addressing a program organized by the Foundation for Public Awareness and Policy in Indian capital New Delhi yesterday, he asserted that Nepal was eager to welcome more investment from Indian investors and developers in hydropower sector, saying that Nepal had prioritized agriculture, infrastructure, connectivity and tourism. Chairman Prachanda said these sectors were the most potential ones for investment and would help economic recovery. CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has urged all communist parties to come forward for left unity. At a program, Nepal's geopolitical status, challenge and way forward organized yesterday by Nepal-China-Himalayan Friendship Society, he urged the left forces to relinquish existing ruling alliance and come forward for left unity. Oli, also the former prime minister, said all left parties should come together to run a government. He further stressed the need for all political parties in the country to advance fundamental values of nation, that is nationality, democracy, good governance and development. The Parliamentary Special Committee has begun an investigation into the issue of the CCTV footage of the Finance Ministry. Secretary of the committee, Surendra Arial, said the meeting of the committee held at Singha Darbar yesterday focused on discussion on CCTV footage. He also pledged to complete the investigation within the given time. The committee discussed the issue with the Director General of the Revenue Department and the Customs Department. The committee is also set to discuss with secretaries at the Finance Ministry. The committee has been probing into the allegation that the then Finance Minister, Janardhan Sharma, had altered the tax rates involving unauthorized person while formulating the budget for the fiscal year 2022-23. Nepal and China have agreed to open a trade route via Raswagadi, observing COVID-19 health safety protocols. The meeting over the Nepal-China border-related consultation mechanism agreed to operate the trade route and exchanged various aspects of Nepal-China relations. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the virtual meeting held on Friday stressed joint monitoring of the border and activating existing mechanisms. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand has held a telephonic conversation with officials of the respective ministries and chief district officers of some districts to find ways to reduce human-wildlife conflict. The talk was joined by Secretary at the Ministry of Forest and Environment, Dr. Prem Narayan Kandel, Chief District Officer of Bardia, Bandhu Prasad Bastola, and CDO of Jhapa, Chabilal Rizal. The conversation took place following repeated human attacks by wild animals in Bardia and Jhapa districts. Nepal is witnessing rising cases of coronavirus infection lately. 205 new cases of coronavirus infection were reported in the past 24 hours. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of COVID-19 cases were confirmed after undergoing tests of 3,090 samples. With this, the number of active cases of the coronavirus has reached 1,385 in the country. According to the ministry, no casualty was reported from the coronavirus in the past 24 hours. Nepali Congress Central Member Dr. Shekhar Koirala assured that Nepali Congress should forge an electoral alliance in the upcoming provincial and federal elections in a way that would minimize damages to the party itself. At a press conference organized by the Nepal Press Union in Chitwan yesterday, Leader Koirala said that discussions were underway in the party regarding electoral alliance in the upcoming elections. He clarified that he was against factional politics and articulated that his intent that the party should run abiding by laws. The Young Communist League, YCL Nepal, the youth wing of CPN Maoist Centre, has drawn the attention of the government to take necessary steps on behalf of the state to keep the economic indicators positive and balanced. Handing over a memorandum to Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba yesterday, YCL delegates demanded focused actions from the government to reduce the negative impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on Nepal's economy. Calling for adopting measures such as promoting exports and discouraging imports, creating a production-based economy, the YCL delegates demanded action against those high-ranking officials giving pessimistic expressions. The construction of the international airport in Pokhara is likely to displace paragliding, a matter of concern for paragliding entrepreneurs and paragliding enthusiasts. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal has completed the construction of Pokhara's regional international airport and is preparing to put it into operation in coming January. And accordingly, paragliding has been instructed to move out by choosing an option. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The Sri Lankan Parliament met on Saturday to begin choosing a new leader to serve the rest of the current term after the president fled abroad and resigned following mass protests over the country's economic crisis. Parliament Speaker Mahinda Yapabe Wardena promised a swift and transparent political process that should be completed within a week. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe was sworn in on Friday as interim president until Parliament elects a successor to Gotabaya Rajapaksa, whose term ends in 2024. At least 14 Mexican Marines were killed on Friday when the helicopter crashed during the arrest and transport of a drug lord in northern Mexico. The Mexican Navy said the Black Hawk helicopter owned by the Navy was escorting another aircraft carrying Rafael Caro Quintero, founder of Cartel, was arrested earlier yesterday in the northern state of Sinaloa. The Navy said in a statement that one person survived the crash, the cause of which has yet to be determined. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 31.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says to go for the election, making five-party alliance stronger. CPN-UML chairman KP Sharma only urges all communist parties to come forward for left unity. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachinda urges Indian investors to invest in Nepal's hydropower, and Sri Lanka begins the process of choosing new president following Gotabaya Rajapaksa's resignation. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.